Welcome to the latest edition of the Savistas Worldwide Podcast. I'm Chris Lowe. We got Eddie and Steve is back with us. Fellas, how are you? Eddie, how's Toronto?
Toronto's all right. We're finally getting some of that white stuff on the ground. Anticipating it, you know, it is Canada, so it's not too bad. So we'll deal with it.
Eddie, you got any of the white stuff up there? I mean, Steve, you got any of the white stuff up there in Minnesota?
We do. We did some shoveling, did some, you know, emergency removal of leaves from the gutters so we don't get any kind of ice dams there. We're all winterized now, so a little late in the season due to my travels, but everything's all ready to go now. Time to hunker down for the winter.
Oh, man. It got really cold here yesterday. No snow here, thank goodness. I hope it doesn't, but they are saying it's going to be a bad winter, but yeah, I don't think they know. But well, welcome back, man. Trip, seems like you've been gone forever. Welcome back. A little family vacay over to Greece, right? Isn't that where you were?
Yeah. We spent four weeks driving around in a teeny tiny Toyota Yaris through the mountains of Greece. It was wonderful. Kids were with my mother-in-law, so it was just my wife and me, and just had a blast.
Nice. Nice. What's the highlight? What can you recommend to the Savistas Worldwide listeners out there, all 70 of us?
Yeah, right. The people. So obviously you don't want to, like, if we were to go back, we would not do like the big tourist stuff again. But I mean, you have to do like the Parthenon and the rest of the Acropolis and like the big archaeological sites. But the highlight was definitely like the small villages of like 240 people that we had an Airbnb in, and we just spent like 2-3 nights there and like going to the beach, going to the local bars and just like relaxing. That was absolutely wonderful. And it felt a lot like being in Spain, honestly. People, the food, just everything. Just go do it if you have the chance.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's anything of traveling, right? Like always getting out into these little small towns and talking to the locals and meeting people. Like that's when you know you've been to a country and you can see you've really been to a country. You can't go on a cruise ship and like, I stopped in at the port and had some, chicken legs at a restaurant there and say I've been to the country. Getting out into the country and seeing people and talking to people, I think that's the experience. Some of my best moments in Spain has been that, the little villages that you see along the way. But that's awesome.
My last day in Athens, I actually spent a couple of hours just, you know, sitting in bars for Olympiacos and then their crosstown rivals as well. Just like talking with the old men in the bars, just like drinking ouzo and like shooting shit. And it was so fun. Something I'd never do here in the States, but you get into that travel mindset and she's like, let's be as outgoing as possible. hearing about the history of these teams and why they like to support these teams and go from there. But it was wonderful.
That's cool. I was going to ask you if you're still like oozing ouzo when you got back.
Oh yeah. I had more ouzo than I had probably drank other liquor in an entire year in these 4 weeks that I was gone. We've actually got a relatively large Greek population here in southern Minnesota, in the area that I am. So there's a couple of Greek, I don't want to say restaurants, grocery stores. That's the word I'm looking for. And they're all really well stocked with ouzo as well. So I had to go pick up a couple of bottles of that. Nice. It was a lot cheaper than putting it in our checked baggage and, you know, kicking up our weight of our bags and paying extra on the airlines. So
it's kind of how it was in Mexico. We've actually bought tequila when we got back here instead of buying it there because it's just inconvenience because
it's the same stuff to, right?
Yeah and we were traveling to San Francisco too, so it's like we had to do that twice, and I could just see tequila soaking all of our clothes. So
exactly, then you smell like tequila for the rest of your trip. But
yeah so we that's what we did. But anyway, well, welcome back. I'm glad you had a good time. It sounds amazing, and definitely on my bucket list to get over there and see the wonderful country and experience the people. I wished the world of Sevilla was as rosy as your vacation, buddy, because we've been suffering while you're gone. We had the international break that kind of eased a little bit of the suffering, but we were right back in it after coming back. The last time we talked to everybody, it was on, I think, November 6th or something was when the podcast came out, so we missed the the Arsenal return leg there of the Champions League, 2-0 result. Then we drew with Betis in the Derby, which we played pretty well in that game, I thought. I mean, decently enough. Couldn't get a win. Then we lost to Sociedad. I missed that game live. I was traveling as well back from the Outer Banks after the Thanksgiving holiday. So I missed it live, but I caught it up on Monday. I didn't think we played too bad. You know, reading the post on the Montiesman forums, it was like dire. Oh, we were so bad. But I didn't think we played that bad, especially in the second half. I thought we were okay. Eddie probably watched it closer and can speak to it a little better. And then today, just disappointment all around with playing probably some of the best football I've seen Sevilla play all year in the first half. And then towards the end of that first half, going into the second half, just kind of not playing very well. And then the red card just really screwed us up and disaster from that point forward, with the American winning it for PSV in the 92nd or 3rd or whatever it was minute. Heartbreak for Sevilla, drops to the bottom of the group, only 2 points out of this Champions League group, which on paper looks like we should do much better, but of course we are where we are. But with the result that just came in with Arsenal, there's still a chance that Sevilla can make the Europa League this year, dropping down in third position if we beat Lens in the return leg there, which seems like a big ask. But seeing a 6-0 Arsenal victory today gives you some hope that maybe that can happen. You saw Eddie shaking his head. I think there's a lot of Sevilla fans that just don't want that to happen. Is that what you're feeling, Eddie?
Maybe in the moment, but we always forget that the knockout stages start in February, and a lot happens in between that time, right? So it could be a totally different Sevilla team. Usually is. As of today's game, I think it was unfortunate, because before the Ocampo sending off, we're playing great. We're playing decent. I still worried with our defense, like going into the end of the game, even if we were still at 11, just because we don't suffer well with our current back line. So once we went down to 10 men, I was still hopeful, but it just capitulated. But we did play well. Unfortunately, I can't really speak on the Sociedad game because I only caught like the tail end of that game. But today felt like it was maybe they were playing for the manager because it might have been his last game. I'm not sure what it felt like in the Sociedad game. If you feel like they played well, maybe there's some progress that could be seen there. But I'm not sure. Like what. What can we hold on to that we could, like going forward, like that the Sevilla team is going to improve in? Is it our chance creation? Is our transitions, or how well we defend or stifle out the opposing team's attacks? I don't know. But from one thing, Luke Bacchio seemed to play better than he has in the past. And some linking up with Ocampos, which I'm hopeful for, because those two, you know, tend to hog the ball sometimes.
Yeah.
But
a little more sharing the ball, right? Yeah. I noticed that today. A lot of sharing.
And I believe it's our best front line, so it was nice to see them, you know, combine and actually lead to some goals. Unfortunately, second time against PSV, a decent looking goal was disallowed. So that was disappointing. But
it was gorgeous too.
Yeah. A really great goal. We played a great game today, honestly. It was just a lack of discipline that took us out the game, and that's what happened.
You could say the same thing. You could say the same thing over the weekend too. Like those two goals that Real Sociedad scored. One was that freak goal that came off of Dimitrovic's foot after he made the save. You can't plan for that. Like that wasn't a breakdown anywhere that caused that to happen. And then Sadiq's goal in the 22nd or 23rd minute there, like that, I'm fine with conceding that goal as well. Like that was a gorgeous goal. And we played well. And up until that 88th minute, I thought that there was a chance, but then Ramos goes off, and then Jesus Navas runs his mouth, and he goes off as well, and it's just like, okay, we're down to nine men now, and like all hope is gone, because you know that they're going to get what, 8, 9, 10 minutes of stoppage time in the second half, because that's the way it's been going all year. And then the same thing happened today. Like, we were playing a good game, and then Ocampos kind of loses his head, and he goes out, and it kind of it puts pressure on the rest of the squad that we can't handle. So it's like, we can play the best game in the world, but the squad seems to lack discipline. And that's not something that we've seen from other coaches over the past couple of years. Like, they've not played well. They've had like tactics that have been strange.
We were second in the league in red cards last year.
That was all so Marcus Acuña, though. That was all Marcus Acuña. Let's be honest. and youngsters that we have since shipped out. But this year it seems like, it's embarrassing. It's like we lose our cool, we lose our capability to kind of like keep a cool head in these games that we need to be winning if we want to capitalize on the very tenuous position that we're in right now. But we're not doing that, and it's
do you think that's what leads to that, though, the position that we're in? Do you think that leads to some over stretching of your abilities, maybe, and putting yourself in positions, trying to make plays where you might not do that if we are actually winning games? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. 100%. I do it. And my AirPods might die here. If I do, I'll switch them out to the things. I just got a little chime in my ear. I was actually listening to SiriusXM radio. Yesterday morning, they were talking about Everton and Everton's 10-point deduction that they got. That's the whole shebang about that. But they made the point that the Everton players seemed really disjointed last weekend. They were just like shooting. They put up more shots than they had all year in a game in like the first 70 minutes. None of them were on target. It was just like crazy. And you could tell that these players were playing with this like fire under their asses. And like, okay, we've got to get these 10 points back today. Like, we've got to like do everything all at once because we're in this terrible situation. And I think a lot of that is also applicable to where Sevilla is right now. The players know that they're not playing or as a team up to par with where they have been over the last 3-4 years. Frankly, it's embarrassing. And it doesn't surprise me that the players might try and overcompensate for that, take shots when they would maybe be better off spreading the ball around a little bit more and creating more opportunities and more chances. But they're kind of in this like win now mode that they need to get all of these points back as soon as possible instead of letting the season play out.
Yeah, that makes sense. Steve's earphones crapped out on him there, but I think there is a lot of pressure on these guys, and they're doing things. I think that's where you're seeing some of these like errant passes. They're just trying to do a little more than what they really should be. I don't know. I didn't think the Ramos red was that terrible. I mean, he did get him with a trailing leg, and it was a second yellow. I didn't get the upgraded to a straight red. I thought that was harsh and didn't really see why it was necessary.
That was comical. That was comical.
Right?
Even Rakitic was laughing when the referee's coming back to show the red card.
What's the point? What's the point?
It's La Liga. I mean, fouls like that are so severe that it has to be a straight red. But that's Ramos, though. You know, he's not going to win the ball, so he tries to put himself, the classic obstruction foul that sometimes gets called, sometimes it doesn't, like in a couple instances today. But I expect that from Ramos at his age right now because he doesn't have it in his legs anymore.
Sure.
So that's part of the reason why I don't have faith in the defense, because Ramos is back there, and as soon as there's danger, he panics and will commit a foul, a very dangerous foul at that. So yeah. I'm not really surprised. I'm not really surprised at that.
It seems like every game there's something that, we're talking about Ramos in a negative light, you know? Like, in almost every game this season, every podcast at least, we've talked about something that Ramos has done that's been in the negative light, either a red card, a silly foul, giving up a free kick, an own goal. You know, there's a lot that it seems that he's cost us the matches. But congratulations to him getting his first goal today for the club. Back, it was quite a weird goal that he got, a little toe poke off a Rakitic free kick there, but goal nonetheless, got us on the board. I just wanted to shout out Ennesri on that. I thought he had an excellent game in the first half, thought he played really, really well, making some in behind runs that we haven't seen a ton of, but we have seen that in the last 2 weeks now, and that's something I've been hoping for. And I, you know, a lot of times he doesn't finish those. He had one in the first half of the Real Sociedad game where he pulled wide a little bit. And then today he had another one that he missed. But then he got wise today and he tipped the keeper and a little cheeky goal. And it was really pretty going up 2-0 and had to feel good, man. And then just disaster when Ocampos was sent off. So. Disappointing. Something that stood out today, it was kind of interesting, was today Sevilla fielded the oldest lineup ever in a Champions League match. 7 of the 11 players were over 30 years old. 7 of the 11 starting players for Sevilla today were over 30 years old. Now, granted, that starting 11 actually played really well, but it just shows you where this team is right now. I mean, I don't think that's where you want to be as a club, as being the oldest ever in a Champions League. It shows that we've got a lot of work, going back to Eddie's point of what happens in February and in January, and what does this team look like in February. Some of that starts with the coach. Some of that's going to be down to the boardroom that you know, there's so much drama around that right now. We just don't know what's happening there. And I think that's another stressful piece that's hitting these players, is there's a lot of uncertainty on who's going to be their president and who's going to give them the marching orders soon as far as coach and all that. But let's look at that for a few minutes. You know, in January, if you had a magic wand right now, we'll start with Eddie and then we'll come to Steve. Like, what would you do in January to improve the squad, like, immediately? Like, can you think of anything give me like two moves that you think could happen? It could be players or it could just be positions. I'm not strong enough on players. I can say anything.
I mean, I have two players. I have two players in mind. That being Brian Zaragoza, the left winger at Granada, and Pablo Fornals, who's sitting on the bench at West Ham, not doing anything, will be free in the summer. But I think before any of those two, we need a center back. We have 5, but we only trust one of them, and that's Bade, who's injured right now. We sure Gudel could fill in, and he has tremendously, but he can't be the starter going forward. Ramos, we needed Ramos. If we want to admit it or not, I don't want to admit it. But
it was desperation. Yeah,
we needed Ramos, but there were definitely other options if we want a center back. There's Gattoni. I don't know if there's faith in him or if he's ready. Nyantu doesn't seem ready yet. So that's the center back cast right there. Fernando's not going to fill in back there, right? So a center back. We need a center back. Because I didn't even mention Marcao because I've given up. I've officially given up because he's coming back. He's back on the squad because he's training now, but he's injured again. It's frustrating, but I feel sorry for him because it's like he's in injury hell. So yeah. It's not something that's his fault, right? It's just it's unfortunate. We don't have like a cure for that, right?
Nothing. Don't do a thing. Don't lift a finger. You need a or don't lift a leg, because that seems to be the ones that keep getting injured.
Yeah. For him, for his career, it doesn't have to be here at Sevilla. I just hope he gets healthy again so he could play, you know?
Anybody that needs to be moved out in January, do you think?
Jordan. Just to make space for the midfield, because if we run out of options, like Soumaré was injured today, and we want to rest someone, Jordan is the first replacement. And like you mentioned, the old players, Fernando and Rakitic, started in midfield. It's like, yeah, that was last season. Like, that was like the last straw last season. Like, we can't be needing them in must-win games right now.
Yeah. Rakitic playing a ton of 90-minute games. Like on.
They were all right today, though. They were all right today, but...
Yeah, not bad.
Now
going back
balancing
to
competitions.
Going back to Steve's point, and sorry, I'm not forgetting to let you weigh in on this, but I just wanted to mention this real quick. But Sadiq's goal from Sociedad's game, great goal. Nothing against that guy, but he did beat both of our center defensive mids there. Just made Fernando look, well, made Fernando look like 36 years old, Fernando or whatever he is. And then Sudamare, maybe that's where he got injured, because he got beat too on the same play. And great goal, but really poor defending from our CDMs there. And we started two CDMs together for the first time, which I thought was really strange. That was a really slow midfield with Rakitic in there as well. I thought that was a head-scratcher. I thought today's lineup was a little head-scratcher, but so looked much better in that role today, I thought. But anyway, Steve, back to you. If you had a magic wand in January, or had the ear of Orta, assuming Orta is still part of this club, what would you tell him to do in January?
I have not thought that far ahead, honest to God. It's only, a month away from now? But there's so much up in the air in the club right now that I can't even bring myself to, fathom what January is going to look like. We don't know who's going to be the manager. We don't know who's going to be the president, let alone the sporting director and the rest of the players. I think Eddie's right. We need to have a center back or two come in, but I don't see that happening. I don't see us splashing money for a center back when we've already got, five or six on the roster. And I honestly, getting rid of Jordan would be nice, but who's going to take him? Where are we going to send these players? Like, none of the players on our roster that we would want to get rid of have any kind of, market value at this point. We would be buying out their contracts is what we would be doing to free up space for people to come in. And I don't think we're in a situation right now where that's a tenable solution. I genuinely don't know if we're going to be making any moves. Like we need to, but I don't see where it's going to come from. And quite honestly, with everything up in the air at this club right now, I don't really have a whole lot of faith in the club to make any moves that are going to actually make us better on the pitch.
I think the biggest problem is we got so many players that are on the last year of their contract too, which makes it difficult to find anybody willing to purchase them. Now, you could move them away, but you look at the players that are on last years of their contracts, and those are really important players of our team right now. We're talking Rakitic, Navas, who else? Lamela, I think. Fernando.
Suso.
Suso. I think Suso's got one more year, right?
Acuna Suso has one more year after that.
And Acuna. Okay. They both have 2 years. But yeah, to your point.
You can get rid of all those. I mean, any one of those people leaves, and we're going to be hurting. We're not going to be able to fill their spots. Yeah, we might be able to fill their shoes next summer. Plan for them to leave, but the January window, we're not going to be able to find people to fill their spots.
To your point, though, Steve, I mean, who could move? I mean, Acuna could definitely move. We'd get 2 years on his deal, I think. Going into in the summer, it'll be one last year with him. Totally, somebody would pay for a World Cup winning left back. I mean, but then again, that leaves us thin, so you have to replace that guy with somebody, and it's just. We're stuck. I mean, and that's Michael on Twitter was like, man, Sevilla's got, there's not a lot of hope. And I thought it was very, like, you look at the two teams, Sociedad versus us this weekend, and it's like, that's what we could have been. Like, we could have set ourselves up like Sociedad if we had invested into the youth academy, if we would have made smart, somewhat risky free agent signings. Kubo, for example, like, what a great signing this turned out to be. Risky, but it's a young player, very dynamic, can dribble, create on his own, and provide. Like, that's something we needed clearly in the squad, and he was sitting there available, but we didn't make that risk. Maybe we couldn't afford it. I'm not sure if that, you know, money-wise there, but, you know, we went with Luca Bacchio, and it's a good option, but I think we still needed more, right? Like, we still needed to get even younger. Sadiq was a player that was available last summer. The previous season, we could have went. We actually were rumored to go in for him, and you know, that was his first goal of the season. But he's coming off of a pretty bad injury, and but a very dynamic player that could have been maybe in the squad. So you just look at the contrast, and you see the youth players is coming up from there, and it's, I think that's the biggest gripe I've got from this club right now, is just our lack of faith in our youth. And our lack of investment over the years in our youth. I think we really lost our way there. And I don't know if that's the president and vice president that's that made those decisions, or if that's Monchi or what. I don't know. It just seems like we haven't had that youth player step up in some time. Now, with that said, the youth players have been playing really well lately, and hopefully some of those guys get some looks. They are sitting top of the table in their group after winning another match this weekend. I don't remember who they played, but victory nonetheless, playing really well. And while we're on that subject, the women also with a victory this weekend, a big victory, so good for them. And our youth actually won today against PSV in that Champions League youth thing that they do prior. So not all is lost. There's some really exciting players in that youth academy that maybe can climb. And I'm really, really hoping that we see like an Ibra and a Musa and a Bueno and Zerzona if he gets back to form after his injury. And who knows, even maybe a Romero. But we have to have some faith in these guys. And that kind of goes back to the center backs that we have sitting there on the bench with Gattani and Ianzu. I mean, at some point, you've got to let those guys sink or swim and get some experience. And is that here or on the road? And the team's got a lot, man, a lot of decisions to make. And I don't know if that starts in January or in the summer. And I don't really know who's going to be making those decisions. So there's a lot of, like, question marks with the squad right now. And it's a hard time to be a Sevilla fan. It seems like there's a lot of angst and anxiety and feuding a little bit out there on Twitter land, especially not on Monty's men, but out on Twitter land. There's a lot of people in different camps, and it's makes it a little tough right now to be a Sevilla fan. But nunca se rinde, right? And we always bounce back, and we keep fighting. Got games coming up. I really have been encouraged by our recent play the last two games. I know it sounds terrible, but I thought we haven't played bad. There's some attacking things that I've seen that we haven't seen in quite some time. A lot of link-up play today that Eddie hit on earlier with Luca Bacchio and Ramos, and then the through balls with Inezri. Just, God, feed that guy. Like, he had a great touch. Like, we always make shit about it, you know, talk shit about his touch. But today, really good touch on that flick. So, good on him.
I think that pass was perfect because he only touched it to score.
Yeah.
Like, that, it went perfectly in his path.
Yeah.
Those are the best kinds of assists.
Why can't we get more of that? I don't get it. And then the goal that got waved off, I mean, Ramos, you know, we were talking bad about Ramos, but I mean, Ramos started that with a really great pass to Spring Acuna, I think it was. And then he got it to Luca Bacchio, or maybe it was right to Luca Bacchio. I can't remember, but I know it was Ramos on that initial pass that threaded it. So as crappy as he is defensively, his passing is still pretty spectacular at times. So there is some positives there.
I mean, yeah, we can shit on the guy all we want, but I mean, the fact of the matter is, like, he's one of our top two center backs at this point, right? Like he's going to be getting these minutes if he's healthy. Like,
yeah,
until we find somebody else to bring him in, like, there's not really a better option because he is a good playmaker, and he's got good football sense. Like, he doesn't really have the speed anymore in the back line that he used to have, but he still has that vision, and he still knows where to go with the ball. But he just makes these boneheaded decisions, and he's done it all his career. Like, I think he's the most red carded player in like UEFA history or something. I don't know what it is, but it's astronomical how many red cards he's gotten over the course of the 20 or 22 years that he's been playing.
29 red cards overall, 21 I think in La Liga. La Liga. But to his credit, again, that goal today put him top with Pique and I can't remember the other guy. I wish I could pull it, but top in goal scorers for defensive players in Champions League with 16 goals. So congratulations there on that. But
I'm just saying, like, he's not a bad player, and he's one of the better players on our team in that position right now. So we're gonna have to lean on him going forward in the future. And I mean, future as in this year, because I don't think he's got a whole lot left after this, just with how he's been playing and his age and whatnot. But I wouldn't put anything past this club at this point. Who knows? They might bring him back next year. Keep that age going into the 40s. Who knows? But
he's got an option.
Yeah.
I don't know. I to your point, I think it would be really, if we could figure out a way to play three in the back, I think that would really help him shine, where he had kind of cover and allow him to play a little, not forward, but maybe a little more forward, and then he could roam forward if he needed to, where he could be picking out passes and linking up. I really think a three in the back system would be nice with two younger, fast guys back there providing cover for Ramos. Him make the plays with his feet, passing, and then Nianzu, Gattani, Bade back there, you know, with cover. I think that's probably, with what we have, is probably the smartest thing we can do right now. But
defensively as well, because Wan Lu did play as a wing back last season at Mirandes. I think that's where he was. And Pedrosa, I think it'll take a little bit of weight off of him defensively, because going forward, we know Pedrosa could go. I know Enrico has been in favor of three at the back, and I think that would work for us at the moment, as long as, you know, the injuries don't go against us like they have in previous seasons. Three at the back would work, because these three-man midfields are good. It's just, I think it slows down the transition. Like, it takes away from that very quick forward line that we have. Especially having Rakitic at number 10, he's great at distributing the ball. I want him in there, but he's not. If you have him and Fernando, it's like, that's not quick enough. Even just to beat a man, how Banega used to do, one of the many things he used to do. We just need some quicker feet and some quicker body movement in midfield. That's why I prefer Soumaré and So. I still expect more from So. I think he was just more on the defensive side. He was good on the defensive side. Going forward, I really want to see him take initiative and demanding the ball more. I feel like, because we still need some creativity there.
Got forward a lot more today. A lot more. Which really helped, and I think freed up some of those Nesri runs. Good point on that. I was worried about that starting lineup today, just because I didn't know where that link was going to come from. And we saw it in the second half of Real Sociedad game, where Oliver came on and was able to cause a little chaos there just with his energy and speed. And even though he's not the fastest guy, he seems quicker, right? Like, just his movements. He's smart in his movements, I think. So he provided a lot in that second half. But I agree. And going back to my question earlier, I think that's our biggest need is some sort of dynamic midfielder. I want to see us give these guys a chance to back, you know, do or die. If you don't do it this year, then maybe we go down. But you made the investment in these guys to come in and be the future stars of your team. Give them a chance. And that's and I'm talking Gattani and Nianzu and Bade. So that's my thoughts. I would love to see a midfielder acquired in January. I don't know if that's available or not. And then you called it Brian from Granada, right? Like, so good. Yeah. So good. I'd like to see that too. But a lot coming up from this team in December. This is our last game of November. Sevilla's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 matches in the month of December, including the last group stage going to Lens in the Champions League. We've got another Copa del Rey match coming up next Wednesday, December 6th. I'll get Astorga. I have no idea where Astorga is. I don't know if you guys picked that up yet or not. And then Sunday we've got Villarreal, which is, I think, a hugely important game, right, for this squad.
How we've played today. They're all, yeah. Every, I mean, where are we on the table? They're all important. Yeah. But seeing how we played today, if we bring that kind of effort against Villarreal, we stand a chance, especially with the home crowd. Hopefully. It's just, will they have that same amount of effort? Because I felt like today was do or die in the Champions League. On a weekend, it's just going to be another La Liga match where they, you know, they might be lackadaisical. Who knows? Who knows what happens? We could put on the right players, but the effort has to be there.
Yeah, and we don't even know who the manager is going to be. So do they still stick with Alonso or not? I mean, A lot of questions even going into the Sunday match.
Rumors were they were looking to replace him after the Real Sociedad match.
Yeah.
But like, he hasn't won. Starting the process. So.
To be honest, he hasn't won a single game. So.
I mean, yeah, you've been a sixth division team in the Copa del Rey.
And we didn't look good doing it.
No, we didn't.
What's funny about the Sunday match, though, is we're going against Villarreal and Marcelo, right? Like the guy that we could have had, maybe, which I didn't want. I'll admit to it. But it's going to be a very contrasting match there to see what happens. Astorga is near León in Spain, which is north of Salamanca. It's a kind of north west of Madrid, going towards Galicia area. That's where Astorga is. So quite a distance there for the folks to travel in Spain terms, not in U.S. terms, of course. Anyway, guys, what else you want to talk about? Can we talk about Greek food some more, or should we just...
Very similar to Spanish food.
Peace out. Olives and grape leaves.
Yep.
So you guys don't see Alonso staying then? Like, there's... If I were to put a percentage, him being the manager in January...
No. With how quickly this team has moved on and pulled the trigger on other coaches over the past 2 years, I don't see him staying past. I wouldn't be surprised if he got sacked for the Villarreal game, honestly.
I was actually expecting to see on Twitter that he had been relieved of his duties before night's end, just because of the pressure that's in Sevilla. Do I think it's a smart move? I don't know that that's the smartest move. I really think we're not playing terrible under this manager. We're not getting results, but it's also boneheaded decisions. And we were missing players today, too. I hate to make excuses, but, I mean, no Lamela, no Cusso, no Sumare. I don't even
know. Sumare.
Sumare. I don't know why I wanted to add letters. I do that all the time. Who else did we miss? Nealon, which, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Careful. What? Careful. Don't speak bad on my boy, man.
I know. That's Eddie's boy. He's going to come for me.
Today wasn't his fault. Today wasn't Alonso's fault, but it's the way it's been going. That's been his fault. So I think this is the same thing with Lopetegui, where I forgot what game it was. It's like they had a great game, but just because of how the team has been playing, it conditioned the result of the current game. So it's, I don't know. It started out promising against Real Madrid and Arsenal, but they never kept that level. Yeah. So it's almost like, what kind of coach will be successful here? I think Lopetegui was a unique situation where he had, I don't know, the foundation he created to bring us to a competent level, maybe not to the elite, but actually a team that belonged in Europe. Right now it's looking like this team is not even salvageable. Like
I would give anything to have the level of stability that we had under Lopetegui. like it wasn't exciting to watch the football that we played under Lopetegui, but looking at that chart that I post on our forums, it's immediately apparent the amount of success that we had under Lopetegui, and we just didn't know what we had until we moved on from him. I don't know.
We knew. I just don't think the board knew what to do with it.
Yeah. He's available.
They made the worst possible decision with that. They kept him when they didn't want to, and then got rid of him when they wanted to.
Yep.
And here we are. If it wasn't for the Mendy miracle, I mean, who knows? But it's only the Champions League, right? We could do well in the league still. I don't think we belong in the Champions League this season anyway, squad-wise. I mean, our merits, we deserve it, but the squad doesn't belong in the Champions League. They did their best today. It's just, that was it. That was their best today. And that was the result. I mean, we could win at Lens and make it to the Europa League, you know, to give ourselves a better end to the season. But there's a lot that has to happen for us to even look like a football team again. Yeah. Because
we've got a great run of games coming up that they're make or break. Like, all of them are make or break, basically, until we can get any kind of traction. But if you look at the run of games we've got Villarreal, then we've got Astorga in the Copa del Rey, we've got Mallorca, Lens, Getafe, Granada, and it's not until we get to December 23rd when we play Atletico that we get to one of those like more traditional powerhouses of La Liga over the last, you know, 8, 9, 10 years. On paper, every one of those games is winnable, right? If we come out and we play like we did against Real Madrid, we play like we did against Arsenal, like, sure, we lost those games or we drew those games in some instances, but we played really good football. Or we play even how we did against Real Sociedad or against PSV, the team we played today. We have a great shot to get good results in those games. And that, I mean, these seven games are an opportunity for us to, advance in Copa del Rey, seal our spot into the preliminary like playoff round for Europa League, and then catapult us up the table. Like, everything is really still on the table right now. We've still got 5 months to play in this season, but we're quickly running out of opportunities to kind of latch on to safety at this point. I don't want to be in another situation where we're kind of fighting tooth and nail to stay up like we were at mid-March of last year.
We're not far from that now. I mean,
no, we're not. But we could turn it around really quickly. Like,
sure, yeah, a couple of good results. You know, five managers in 1 year.
Yeah.
Basically, maybe six before long, and it really makes you question: is it really a coach's problem, or we have players that just don't want to work hard anymore for this club? And that's got me concerned. I mean, I don't think that's the case in Rakitic and Navas in Ocampos. The list might end there. I don't know. I think Pedrosa still works hard when he's on. I don't know that I get that from Acuna all the time. I don't know if I get that from Fernando all the time. I love Fernando, don't get me wrong. I don't know if I get that from Inezri all the time. Luca Bacchio, of course not. I mean, we've seen him slack a little bit. But with age comes decline in ability, and you have to work harder in order to overcome that decline. And
yeah.
It's hard to keep putting this on coaches at this point after five in 1 year and no difference in any of them. So, and of course, that goes back to management too. I mean, surely management's got issues, but
I mean, why should the players put it all out of the line for a club that they see every day with much more intimacy than we do? We can see the glaring holes that the management has. We can see the drama that's kind of the in public facing drama. Imagine what they are like privy to, or the coaches. Like, it's not surprising that we have a tough time recruiting players at this point, or we have a tough time recruiting coaches. Or if we, when we let Mendilibar go and we had to go with Diego Alonso, and not, I don't think any of us had any idea what to expect under Diego Alonso. The past 5 years that we've had should not put us in a situation where we're struggling to get coaches. Yeah. But yeah, the coaches, when they come in, they talk with their agents, they talk with their managers, they interview, they whatever, they get a bad vibe about our squad. No, not our squad, but about our team.
About our team and our future, I think. Future and, more yeah, than anything.
And until we get, I've said this before, and I'm going to keep saying it until we get some kind of resolution to this whole president debacle that we have. Until we get some kind of like finality to that situation, we're never going to be able to like confidently recruit people for the long term, because they don't know, like, oh, like the next vote that happens in December or the next vote that happens after, like, they don't know what's going to happen with it. Like, why would you up and move and go to a situation that you know is going to be volatile? Like, sure, you might have an opportunity to coach against some of the best teams in Europe and in the European competitions that we've had over the last 2 years, but like, it's a lot to ask of somebody without any kind of semblance of stability. And then you throw in the fact that we've gone through what, four coaches since Lopetegui. Like, these coaches know when they come in that they're on very short leashes, and that's not fun for anybody. So,
but that's football, we're just, right? Like, that's football. I mean, anywhere,
I mean, not to this extent, though, right? Like,
of course it, like, is. In La Liga, it is, without a doubt. If, like, you don't win in La Liga, you're going to get fired. It's happened. But Las Palmas has already changed their manager. Granada's already changed their manager. Almeria's already changed their manager this year. Like, if you don't win in La Liga, you're done. Like, that's, and it's not just La Liga. It's everything. Yeah. So any coach knows that they're on a short leash. I do get your point about presidency. That's 100% valid. And more when I started clapping there for you is what you said about we should not be in this position. And Castro even said that, like, a couple years back, he said, all we needed is four straight Champions Leagues and we're set for life, right? Like, that's pretty much what he said.
Well, we've got it.
We had it. We've got it. And we look worse than we ever have in many years. Last year's point total being the worst since 26 years ago or something like that, I said the other day in a post.
Coming off of, what, a year prior or 2 years prior to that, the the absolute best that we've ever done in point totals?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is, like, how does that happen? Like, I don't know. It's frustrating.
It is frustrating. Really, I was explaining this to Kristen's brother, who's visiting us from San Antonio today, who doesn't really follow soccer, but I was just trying to explain, sorry, football. I was talking to him, soccer, but, you know, doesn't really follow it. So I was trying to explain, like, where Sevilla is, and he was like, well, you know, are they a bad team? And I was like, historically, no, we're great. Like, but here recently, all the fans, and that's part of the problem too, like, we've been really spoiled lately. Like, all of our successes the last 20 years has really made us kind of a very spoiled fan base. And I don't think, I think this team needs to suffer a little bit and take some steps back in order to go forward, if that makes any sense. Not buy all these high-priced elderly players that look good and good for marketing and good for social media. You know, oh, Sevilla has grown their social media in the United States, third best in all leagues. Well, why did that happen? Is it something that Sevilla did? Yeah. They went out and bought Sergio Ramos, right? They brought Sergio Ramos in. That is the correlation of why you grew. It's not because you worked harder in the U.S. to gain followers. Like, let's not sugarcoat that. Like, I don't know. My point being, the team should be in a place where we are set for the future. And I don't feel that we are right now. I really don't. I think we aren't built for long-term stability at this point. Can we get there quickly with shedding some contracts and some investing in some youth, some smart youth players? Yeah, I think so. With the dynamic of the EPL buying whoever the heck they want, the dynamic of the Saudi League coming in, dropping money all over the place, I think this team's got to get creative and find those needles in the haystacks that we used to. That's the only way we're going to survive going forward. It can't be on old players and filling in the gaps here and there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything more constructive to say about this right now. I'm pretty heated.
That's pretty much it.
I don't know. I feel like we're going to come back this time next week or the week after when we record next. We're probably going to be talking about much the same thing. We might have a new manager. We might not.
A new manager.
But no, there's so much up in the air with this club right now. It's hard to be, it's hard to have a positive outlook on it. But it's also really hard to have a negative outlook on it too. It's like, I just don't know what outlook to have. Like which is why I said, when he asked the question about what you want to see happen in January, like, I don't know. Like, I genuinely just am so confused by everything that's going on with the club right now that it's frustrating. It's, I don't know. It's taking the joy out of watching this sport more than, like, the tail end of Lopetegui's tenure with us, where we were all talking about how much of a pain it was to watch back when we were winning games 1-0 and not, not being sexy. Because, like, right now, it's just, like, I don't know if I should be excited. Like, oh, we're going to get a – if we get a new coach. Oh, we got a new coach. Like, oh, all right, why is he going to be any different than the last four that we had? I don't know.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not used to not being sexy. And I don't like it, so I want to be sexy. Speaking of sexy, this past week, and a half or so, the Sevillistas Worldwide podcast launched our official web store where you too can go and buy all your gear to make yourself look sexy and as good as us. I meant to wear my shirt. I got a hoodie and it looks pretty cool. I like it. It's rubbed off on me. Steve bought a t-shirt. How do you like it, Steve?
I like it a lot. Yeah, like the bottom hem is a little weird, but then I realized that's just the style of the t-shirt. I didn't realize what style of t-shirt I was ordering when I got it. Yeah. It fits really well. I was happy with it. I was really happy with how fast it shipped. I think I ordered it. I don't know when I ordered it. The last couple of weeks have been a blur. but it, got here within a couple of days, I think. Yeah,
you got yours quicker than mine. I don't know where it ships from, but anyway, all kind of stuff on there. It's we got the Savistas worldwide logo and the Monty's Men logo. I'm trying to rack my head about some other designs, but I don't want to get in like copyright issues either. So I'm trying to like stay away from that. But
sure. I'm kind of surprised we haven't gotten anything from our logo yet. Like it feels like our logo is like pretty close to being copyrighted. Like,
well, that's what I thought too. But I based it off of all the piñas out there, right? Like, if you look at all the piñas that are already existing, very similar. They all have like some sort of play on the Sevilla logo, changing a few things and making it your own. And that's kind of what we've done. I don't know. I mean, the logo, what was weird is the logo itself got flagged, but then it got released because they saw that there was differences.
Oh, okay.
Right? When I uploaded it, the logo with the word Savistas Worldwide, it didn't get flagged at all. So we're in the clear on that. The Monty's Men's logo is up there too if you want a Monty's Men swag, which I haven't bought yet, but I'm going to. It's a Monty's Men swag because that logo still kicks ass, in my opinion. I really like that one. But that store, it's from a company called, I'm going to get it wrong, Spreadshirt or Spreadshop or something like that. I'll post a link in the description for everybody if you want to go browse. But there's some cool stuff on there. And we make a little bit of money on each like transaction to go back and support the hosting of the Monty's Men website and the podcast here. So if you want to support us in any way, that's a great way to do it. You get some good swag and help promote the podcast or the supporters group there. So we would appreciate it if you check it out. I'll vouch for the quality. I was really happy with the hoodie, and Kristen's hoodie was amazing. Like, it was really cool. I thought it looked really nice. I got her one. So but anyway, that's it on that. Anything else before we head out? Hitting about an hour here.
Navas got his first red card ever.
For the league. He did get
in the league, right?
He got a Champions League red card one time. But,
right.
First league or... Yeah, basically his first one in the league. 608 matches in the league, I think, and no red cards.
So, I mean, and that's not the kind of guy that gets...
He got it from mouthing off.
From mouthing off, yeah. That's...
doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. I'm sorry. He was talking. He's a captain. He should be able to mouth off, right? A little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, that was soft by the ref. But it's La Liga. We're used to stuff like that. He's out for two games. Just don't let Marcelino look good on Sunday. Or is it on Sunday or Saturday? It's on the 3rd. But just don't let him look good, because that's not going to be a good look. The guy you should have gotten comes to Sevilla and does well. If he does go, I'm going to miss Alonso in those suits, man, because he looks good on the touchline, but the football doesn't look good. So, or at least the results don't. I still feel like we could win this Villarreal match, but look at our form. Where are the W's?
Got to win. In or out? Alonso, in or out?
In, because who comes in? It's the same question. It's like, if I don't know who's worthy of coming in, he's staying in.
Steve, I saw your Twitter post, so I think I know your answer, but in or out?
Yeah, out.
Out.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know. I feel like the big inflatable arm guys at the car dealerships would do a better job managing this team right now. So,
wow. I'm actually in. I want to see him a little more time, which is unusual for me because I'm normally one with a quick hook. But Maybe it's the suits. Maybe that's what it's coming to. he would look good on with some Yeastas Worldwide swag on the pitch.
If he buys our swag, then we're definitely keeping him. He buys our swag, he's in. Of course, forever. Give him a lifetime contract.
I don't know. To Eddie's point, I mean, who do you bring in? Like, what, Capros? Like, maybe. Like, that's. I think that's the options that we have at this point. Like, you bring in Capros as a caretaker for the rest of the year, and then what? Like, I don't know.
There's several options out there, but I don't know if they come to Sevilla. That's a totally different thing.
Lopetegui.
Yeah, end the show, man. I'll hear wanting Lopetegui back. I mean, it might not be a bad idea, but no, let's not revisit that.
No, I hate retreads. I hate it. Our River Plate guy, he's gone. He's got a gig, so he went for
River Plate. He's getting that Saudi money too. Yeah, good on him, man. Good on him.
Yeah, I hate he's not here, but oh well. Alonso, make us all wish that we never had this conversation. I think that's the moral of the story. We just want to win something. It's been too long. With that, I still have the squad. I'm still suffering. Everybody's suffering, but we don't want to suffer any longer. So, vamos, mi Sevilla.
Vamos, campeón.
In Greek, por favor.
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
I tried. Ah, man. All right. Peace out.